Okay, we're picking it up now in Moed Katan on Daf Zayin at the top line on Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm quoting from the Mishnah: Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Misdei Ha'ilan Kedarko. If you have an orchard, you're allowed to trap these types of moles and the rodents and everything. That can be done Kedarko, the normal way. Umisdei Halavan. But if you're talking about a field where there's grain, then you're only allowed to trap them Shalok Kedarko in an abnormal way with a Shinui. Satan Rabbanu learned in a Braisa. Ketzik Kedarko. What's an example of trapping the normal way? Choifer Guma. You dig a hole in the ground. Vitole bo mitsuda, and then you put a trap in there. Okay, that's normal. Kita shlokadarko, what's an abnormal way, the not normal way of trapping them? Noit shaput, you put the shpud, the spit in the ground where you think that they're hiding. Make bekurdo, and then you hit it with like a shovel. Umarade ha'adama mitachteha, and then the ground gonna fall in and like, and it's gonna suffocate them and like, kill them all out. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Elazar, Roimer, Kisha Omru, Misdei Lavan, Shaloke Darko. When we said that you're allowed to trap in these types of rodents in the Stei Lavan, that's in an abnormal way, talking about Chalamoid, Lo Omru, Elabestei Lavan, Hasmuchala Ir. That's only talking about when you have a Stei Lavan, a grain field that's next to a city. Avab Stei Lavan, Hasmuchala Stei Ha'ilon. But if you'd have it next to a Stei Ha'ilon, a orchard, there's trees there, I feel like a darko. Then you're even allowed to do it in the normal way. Shema Yetsu Misdei Halavan V'yachrivu Esa Ilanos. Maybe they're going to get out from the Stei Lavan, this grain, and they're going to go to the next door to this the orchard, and they're going to cause a major hefset over there. So therefore, you could do it even kedarko. Okay. Umekarin es hapirza b'moed. You're allowed to seal the break, the breach in a wall on your garden on chol hamoed. Ketzed mekarin. So how do you seal it up? Rabbi Yosef omer behutza v'dafna. You take hutza. Rashi means it like palm branches and dafna, leaves of branches from a bay tree. So this is not really a major, like a significant type of partition. It's just merely like a temporary type of barrier over there. But Masnis and Tana, we learned in a Brice, Tsar b'tsor ve'enu tach b'tit. You're allowed to fill it in with the tsor, with stones, but you're not allowed to plaster up the stones with clay. Amr Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda, this is a whole discussion of Mishon. Now, what exactly is Rav Chisda commenting on? Lo shanu ela koisel hagina. This is only talking about with the kosel hagina, the wall for a garden, because there's no major hefse going to happen if you delay until after chol hamoed. Ava kosel chotzer, but for the wall of a courtyard, right? What's the concern that strangers are going to come in? People are going to steal from you. So then, bona kedarko, are you allowed to build it in a normal way, even on chol hamoed? Salem Masayale, let's say the prices of support. Koisel Hagoiche, the Rishu Sarabim. If you have a wall that's Goiche, is like leaning, right, towards Rishu Sarabim. Soser, you could destroy it. Ubonen, you could rebuild the Kedarka Mipnei Hasakona, right, that you could rebuild it in a normal way because of the Sakona that it would pose to any people who are going to be passing by, walking through the street. So, Hossam Kidatani time over there, the Gemara says, no. What's the reason over there? Mipnei Hasakana. It says, because of there's a Sakana that the wall's going to have, that's why, but it's not because there's like protection that's going to be giving into the Chatzar, it's because people are going to get hurt for it, right? The Igad Amri, and some say that the Bryce is not a Raya for Rav Chisda, but it's a Kasha on him, right? Tashma. Kosel ha'goichel Rishus HaRabim, if you have a kosel that is leaning towards Rishus HaRabim, so sebonik edarko, you're allowed to, again, destroy it and rebuild it in a normal way, mipnei hasakona, because we're concerned it's going to hurt somebody who's walking by. So the Gemara explains, mipnei hasakona in. The reason you can do it is because of this danger. Shalom ibn Esakon lo, but if there's no danger, then you can't rebuild it, right? Salema tiyufta Rav Chisda. So now this is not a support. This is it's a kasha. It's a tiyufta. It's refuting him. Because again, Rav Chisda held that you could build the wall of your chatzir, kidarko, right? Even there's no sakana. Now, Omalachar Rav Chisda can say to you like this. No. Hasam, over there, in the case where there's a sakana, so sarabona. Then you could destroy it, and you could rebuild it from scratch. But here, in the case of a normal, ordinary wall that's around a chotzer, bone, you could build it, velo soser, but you're not allowed to break it down. Source says like this: Hasanami listor v'lolivne. Over there, in the case where the wall is goicher, it's leaning. So let's say like this: destroy it, but don't rebuild it. Right? Again, you'll do it after Yontif, but now it's just you got. If the whole concern was what? It was going to fall. It was going to hit somebody. So then you can do that. Just remove the danger. You don't need to rebuild it. No, in Cain, mimno v'lo soiser. No, so it's like this: if you don't rebuild it, right? So then you may hold back from destroying it because you're leaving yourself exposed, right? So we're not going to want the person to do that. So therefore, in order to eliminate any type of sakana that this wall has, you're allowed both to destroy it and to rebuild it. So Amravashi Masnisin Namidaika, you could be Medayik from our Mishnah like this, that's talking about the wall of Gina. Kiriktani Ubashviis Bonikidarko. Because on Shavuos you could build in your normal way, right? Someone's gonna speak out. How's that a raya? What type of wall are we talking about? Ilema, again, Ilema is always, if you'll say, but it's gonna give an answer that will be refuted by the Gemara. So, Ilema, if you're going to tell me the chotzer, that we're talking about the wall, the coastal is going on a chotzer, tzrich lememor, you have to tell me that you're allowed to build that during Shemitah year. Of course you could do that. Only thing that's the ground, like agricultural types of things, that's what's also during Shemitah year. So elalav de gina. So no, you have to come and tell me that the coastal we're talking about is one for a garden. And even though it looks like you're using this as a guarding for your fruits, right? You're protecting them. That's why you're doing this, right? You're still allowed to do this. So that shows what the mission is talking about, is about building up the wall of a garden. Shema mino. Yeah, it's a good pshat in that. In terms of the halachas that comes out from this Gemara, in Simin Tov Kuf Mem, so Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Binyan Afila Kol Shu Oser. You're not allowed to build, right? Again, this is all from our Gemara. V'im Nifrats Geder Ginoso. But if there's a wall, a break in the wall of your Gina, your garden, O Kosol Chatzero Shebino Levchevero, or the wall between you and your Chaver, your neighbor, Bonehu Maise Hedyot. You're allowed to build it with as a Hedyot, as a normal person does, not a skilled construction worker. Dahain, this means Shemaniah Chavonim Zo Alga Zo Alzo Ve'ino Tach Betit. That you're allowed to place one stone on top of the other, but you're not allowed to shmir it together. Oh, goyder oso bekonim v'goyme chiyotz behem. Or you could put up like reeds and stuff like that to mark it off. V'chinim osa ma'ake l'gag. And if you're making a ma'ake, we saw in the previous daf about the requirement to make a fence around your roof, because that was what they were using as a workplace. Bona osa ma'ase hedyot. You can build it, but in a hedyot way, not as an uman. But our Gemara, you have the wall of a chotzer that's next to the public walking space, and it fell down. Bonehu kidarko. You build it in the normal way. Ve'im hayenote lipol. It's about to fall, right? You want to be preemptive and not wait till it falls. So the Mechaber writes, sosrom ifnei hasak. You destroy it because of the sakana here, and you could build it up in the normal way. So adds the Ramah now, that fila in a note, even it's not in note rak lechotzer olamavoy mutl soisro. Even if it's just going to, it's tilting into a chotzer or to a mavoy, an alloy, but not into the shusa rabim mutl soisro. You're allowed to destroy mipnei hasakana lachzor levnoi. So you can go back and rebuild it again. V'chein b'shar devarim de'ikum mechash lesakana boneh v'soisro kidarko. Anything there's a concern about a chashash, it's going to fall, you could build it in its normal way. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkot and Aleph, Binyan Afila Kolshu, also you're not allowed to build anything. Hainu Afila Tzorch Moed, even if it's done for the Moed itself, De Lo Hutter Mishum Ze El Meleches Hedyot, because the only thing you're allowed to do is a Hedyot. There's an interesting Orach HaShulchan, we'll come back to that in a second. Skip a little bit in Sifkot and Dalid, here in the Sif, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ogoda also allowed to make a fence around mashm lechor de dav ketikun pirtza ba'am, just to fix the part that broke. Haligdor kol hagina, but to make a fence around your entire garden, that's ma'ase hedyot nami also. Even in a it's a major thing to fence off your whole thing, but just you could repair the breach that happened in hay sifkat and hay. The Mishnah Berurah says samach l'shus harabim, right? The al yedei zeh shehu somach l'shus harabim ikip seida yaseir. There's an additional loss. The ayol sham ganve, gendovim are going to come, robbers going to come. V'dov ha'oved hu v'lo boy shinui. Right, that now in this case you're going to lose. Hu hadin because lechata shebein lechaber shenafal sem to if a wall between you and your friend. Im yesh sham anoshim shechashudim al ganeva. You have people you suspect might actually steal. Oh, im darim im ovne kochavim, or you have idol worshippers. Right, akum ner mut. You can just rebuild it if it's already been destroyed. But to destroy it if it's already a weak wall, and then to rebuild a brand new, you're not allowed to do unless there's the sakana. Because of prima godem, the efshir she'im hu ra'ua kolkach shish chashash borur. If there's a real concern, it's going to fall, right? Chashash borur. V'chol shekin hei chashish chashash she'avol haganovim gam lidei iski nefashos. It could be a real question of life or death. Okay, certainly, pikuach nefesh, if that's what we're talking about, yes, of course, that's going to be doichi kol ha'torah kulo. So certainly, you'd be allowed to do malach on chalamoid. Shard li stob no, so you could destroy it and rebuild it. Bilvad shlo yechavi malach b'moid. That's a very important point that we've seen already. You can't have kavana lechatchila. You know, it would be a good time to make these repairs. Why not just wait till Chol Moed since I'm off anyway? No, but if you know the hashkacha had it, that's when you're available. That's when it happened, and you have to do it then. You could do that. There's an Orach HaShulchan here again, and this is the same tough kuf mem in Sif Aleph over here. He talks about what if there was a fire on Chol Moed. So writes the Reb Dov Lifshitz called the Nevorniker, the Orach HaShulchan says. Bin also legamrei afilu kol shehu afilu tzurach hamoid havilei livnos kodem hamoid, because you should have done this beforehand. Vafilu ein lo makom ladur, even if you don't have a place to live. V'yesh li stapek im nisrufa diroso b'moid. There's a suffix. What happened? There was a fire. V'yichol so livnos b'moid, right? Likanes bo b'moid. You could rebuild it on moid chol moid and live there. Imuter kimo kol davar ha'oved kishlo haya yochel lasoisa koydim ha'moid. The muter lasoisa b'moid. Achinami so too. Afagav the ein zed davar ha'oved havilei. Right, so on the one hand, you don't have any other place to go, so the burn down, build it up. Oh, Dilma, perhaps differently. This is Av Shemilson over here, so therefore it's so public. It's wow, they're doing a whole building over here on Chalamoid. Be Osir, Gamiki Agav in this case. Amasamayim. Right, we saw with the water that we saw earlier a few dapim ago. Tav kuf lamed zayin v'chein nir ikur says the Orach HaShulchan, sounds like that's the main way to paskin on this case, not to rebuild it. To osir v'raya mimashi is boyer ben makom sakana mutar livnos kedarko. When there's a case of sakana, we allowed you to build in a normal way. Mashma derak b'sakana hitiru, only in a case where there's a sakana v'lo b'inyan acher, and not in another case. Well, okay, there you have it from the Orach HaShulchan. Next Mishnah. Now, we should get a little hakdam before we do this next Mishnah. This is talking about a mitzora. So, tsaras was a type of spiritual impurity, but this tumma had physical signs to it. There's different types of tsaras. It could happen on your skin, or on your hair, or on your clothing, sometimes on the walls of the house. So if you did find you have this like mark on your skin or on your hair, any one signs of tsaras, you have to have it examined by someone who is knowledgeable in all of the relevant halachos. So the Kohen would come and declare this person either tahor or tame. So if you were declared tame by the Kohen, you're a mitzara because you got hit with the tsaras. So the name of this type of like white or reddish spot is called a beharis, right? So he would decide if it's tsaras or not. So how does this work? There were in addition to the size, there had to be it's about 3/4 inch. The it talks about the Rambam says that has 6x6 hairs could grow in this size of the space, right? And if you had more than one spot on your skin, then it would be tsaras if they released this size when they were all combined, right? They're mitzarif one to the other. In addition to the size, the hairs had to have one of three other things as well. Se'er lavan, there had to be at least two, quote, white hairs that are growing out from the beharis. Michia, there was like some type of healthy skin within that area of the beharis. And pisoyon, that it was spreading, becoming bigger. So when the Kohen would expect the beharis, he'd look for one of the first two signs. If he sees either the ser lavan, these white hairs, or the michia, the healthy skin, he says the person's tame, that's called mukhlat. Mukhlat means like absolute. He's 100% tame, right? So then, if he only saw the beheres, but it didn't have the white hairs, didn't have the michia, so then they would be secluded for a week. That's called muskar, like a week of being secluded. After that week's over, so then the Kohen would come and inspect him again. If now, 1 week later, he sees the two white hairs of the michia or the beheres had spread, then the person becomes tame. If none of those three signs were present, then this person is secluded for another week, a second week. At the end of the second week, then the Kohen comes back and checks him again. If any of the three signs of tame are there, so he's tame. If not, he's tahor and he goes home after going to the mikveh. And then at a later time, if any one of these three signs of the tumah would appear, then he would be cleared tamei by the Kohen. Just one more piece of information. While the person is a mitzora, away, he is mutter to have tashmish with his wife. But once already the tahara process begins, then he is not allowed to. So that's a little bit of a hakdom, and then we'll see how this plays out in the upcoming Mishnah. Says the Gemara like this: Rabbi Meir Omer, the Mishnah says, "Roin es anegoyim b'techila lahakil." When you see these signs appearing at the beginning, Meir says you could look at him to see if he has this on Chol Moed, but only lahakil, to be makil on him, to say that he's not tamei. Avalo lahakim, you can't be strict on him. You can't tell him that he's tamei, because it's like a gezeiras hakosev. He doesn't actually become tamei until the kohen says that he is, right? So he'll just be quiet. He won't say anything. Vechachomim omrim lo lahakiv lo lahachmir. Nope, he can't look at them. He can't be makel on him. He can't be machmir on him. So the Gemara says like this: Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rowan es negoyim lahakiv of a lo lahachmir. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo lahakiv lo lahachmir. She'im ata nizkak lo lahakiv, because what's Rabbi Yosi's opinion? If you're going to be makel on him, nizkak lo af lahachmir, then you got to call it like you see it. If you're going to be makel, you make it. But if you're going to be strict on them, right? If the coin comes and sees that really this is tsaras, you have to say it that way, right? So in order to avoid making the person a mitzora on Chol Moed, don't look at it at all. So Amar Rebbe, Rabbi Huda Nasi says like this: Nir in divi Rebbe Meir ben Muskar, I favor the opinion of Rebbe Meir when talks about the Muskar, the one who's quarantined. Because in this case, the Kohen could look at him at the end of the week, even on Chol Moed, because if he tells him that he's going to be Tahor, he's going to be happy, right? And if he says he's going to be, Tommy, or it's unclear, so he's no worse off. He just goes the same place he was when it began. V'dibi Rabbi Yosi b'muchlat, and I like the words of Rabbi Yosi. His shita when talking about the muchlat, the one who's absolutely in it, because he's already been declared Tommy, right? And the Lord's going to speak out later on Amud Beis what the reason is. So Amar Rava b'tohor kuliyam lo pligi d'lo chazile. Says Rava, no. When we're talking about a Tohar who hasn't yet really been seen by the Kohen yet, everyone agrees not to look at him because it can only make things worse. Behez Gerishon, during his first week of seclusion, Kuliyama lo pligi dechazile. And then we're not sure what it is, and he has to look at him again now after the first week. So in that case, everyone agrees that the Kohen should look at him because maybe he's, again, it's going to get better for him. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes? Now on Amud Beis. Behez Gersheni, in its second week of being quarantined, Samar Savar, Rabbi Meir, holds Bekohen Talia Milsa, that it's up to the Kohen, right? So the Kohen can decide what he wants. Itohar, Amale Tohar, Viitame Shosek. So now, if he wants, if he's Tohar, then he'll say he's Tohar. But if he's Tame, Shosek, he's going to be quiet. He's not going to say anything. And then again, it's like, it calls him on, the Kohen doesn't say anything, doesn't, no change in status. Amar Sover, and the other one, which is Rabbi Yosi, he holds Letaharo o Letamuksiv. The pasuk says that you have to tell him he's either Tahor or he's Tame. The Kohen's not allowed to be quiet, just like he has to tell him. You know, once you look, you look. Okay. Amar Mar, it's not working out. Amar Rabbi. Nirin divri Rabbi Yosi b'muchlad divri Rabbi b'muskar, right? So when Rabbi Huda Nasi says I hold like Rabbi Yosi when we're talking about the muchlad, and I hold like Rabbi Meir when we're talking about the muskar. Aye, v'hatanya ipcho. 1 second. We have a Braisa says the opposite. The Rabbi Yossi is, he holds like Rabbi Yossi by the Muskar, and he holds like Rabbi Meir by the Mukhlat, right? So what's the, which is it? So Tanahi, Aliba the Rabbi. No, the Machloik is Tanahim, according to what exactly is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Mar Sover, the Braisa, Tzavsa the Alma Odifle. He holds that Tzavsa the Alma means to be like with his chevra, with his friends, to be back with the community, that's preferable to him. Now, once he's already started his tahara process, coming back to be with the people, he's osur with tashmish for his wife. So according to this opinion, he preferred to be with his friends, and you know, then it's okay. That's going to be the bigger sim for him. Umar Savar, and the other one, Amman Aleph, holds that Tzavsa to Ishto Adifale. No, he preferred to be with his wife, even though he's still Tomei, but the Rambam points out that, we'll see, that a Metzor is Mutter to live with his wife. So that's what he preferred, right? Tzavsa to Ishto is Adifale. The Meimer de Muchla Mutter B'Tashmish Amita. One second, you mean to tell me that a person with Tzaras is allowed to have Tashmish? In, yes. V'hatan, we learned. V'yosha Michutz La'ohalo Shivas Yomim. He has to be outside of his tent for 7 days. Shehe Osir B'Tashmish Amita. So that says that it's Osir. Ain Ohalo Ela Ishto. In your Ohel, your tent is a reference to your wife. Right? How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, after Matan Torah Shneemar, Leich Emulehem Shuvu Lachem Lahalechem. You can go back now and be with your tents, meaning with your wives, because you separated. There was the Shloshes Mehagbalo. There's the Prisha before Matan Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shivas Yamim Yisperu Lo Yemei Sfiro VeLo Yemei Chiluto. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, they count for him 7 days. So that's mashma, that he's only osur in having tashmish during the days of counting, but not during the time when he is actually muchlat. And that's how the Rambam paskins. We'll see where he got that from in a minute. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Shiva, Yemei, Sefiro, Kavechoymer, Lemei, Chiluto. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Pasuk says that it's also of Tashmish, that's during his days of counting, right? Before he becomes Tohor. So then Kavechoymer, right? When he's actually Tomei, he hasn't started the process yet, it should certainly be also for him. So Amr Chia, no. Danti, Lifnei, Rabbi. I said this over to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Limadatanu Rabbeinu, you taught us our master. Yosam lo hayelo uziyahu elabime chiluto. Yosam, the king, was born to Uziyahu, who was tzaras. He had it for like 25 years. Tells us all cheshmin as to how we know this. Okay, so Amr lo. So then Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Afani kachamarti. That's what I'm saying. I also hold that when you have tzaras, that you're allowed to have it. And this is what the Kesef Mishnah points out. It's around in Hilchas Tumah Tumas Tzaras, Perek Yud Halacha Vav. So the Kesef Mishnah over there points out this is the line in the Gemara that the Rambam was going on, that we see that a mitzora is in fact mutter to have. So that's the machloikis back there, whether we'd say that it's tzavsa de alma is adif, or whether it's tzavsa de ishto is more preferable. So now we go back to our Gemara. My kemifligi, what exactly is the machloikis based upon? Whether or not he's allowed to have this relations or not. Right, it only revealed that there's a prohibition in Yemei Sefiro. The whole shekem Yemei Chilutos, and if it's in that count, he's counting, right? So then when he's Kavachomer, when he's actually much more strict, Umar Sover, no. My de Gali Gali. What the Torah said is osur is osur. Am I the low gully? And if it didn't say something, then it's this is what we call in English the argument of omission. It omitted it, didn't say anything. So how do you learn that omission? Do you learn that that's a kal v'chomer that certainly should apply in this case? Or no, it didn't say anything because it doesn't apply in this case. And since it didn't, there's no reason to be machmer over here beyond what's actually said beferish in the Torah. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to this whole machloikis about with the Kohen examining him. Lemeimer de Bechohen Talia Milsa. We said earlier that it depends on what the Kohen says. If he says it, he doesn't. And if he's quiet, nothing. In, you're right, Vehatanya. We learned in a Braisa. Vyom Heiraos Bo. In the day that it appears to him. Yesh Yom She'ata Roa Bo. There are days when you do examine to see if the symptoms are there. The Yesh Yom She'ata Roa Bo. And there's some days when you don't examine him to see if the symptoms are in fact present. Mikan Amru. So from here, they said, Chosin Shinolad Bonega. So you have a Chosin, right? He's just got married. Nosin Lo Shivas Yimei Hamishte. You give him his Shabarachas. You give him the 7 days, right? Before we examine him to see what the deal is. Lo Uleveso Ulechsuso. For him, for his bias, his house, and for his ksus, for his clothing. Vichain Beregel. So too, if a person would have these symptoms on Yom Tov, nos den lo shiva simei haregel divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't want to be mitzayrim. We don't want to bother him. You know, it's upsetting. You know, here you chosin, he's on cloud nine. He's so happy. Yom Tov, simchas Yom Tov. Now it's like, oh my goodness, what's this on my arm? What's this on my hand? So Rabbi Omer Yehuda says, ein etzarich. It's right, but you don't need to come on from the pasuk. Harehu only, because it says v'tziva hakoin ufinu es habayis. Right, you have a much easier way of bringing this out, but it says that the kohen will command to clean out his house before he goes in to do the whole examination. Because if it does declare the house bais menuga, whole discussion in Sanhedrin ayin aleph whether or not there was such a thing a bais menuga or not. But let's say pashit there was, and the kohen's going to go in to examine. He tells him, take everything out. Take all your kelim out so they don't become tamei. So im mamtinan lo devar harishus. If we wait and we delay the kohen coming in and examining everything for a rishus, for the pots and pans, so then kol shekein levar mitzvah. Certainly, we should give him time not to take away from the simchas of the simchas yom tov or for the chasna. So some want to maybe suggest based upon this that it could be that the sheva brachas is actually a din d'oraisa over here, just like the simcha of yom tov. My binayhu. So, what's the nafgamina between whether or not where you learn the source for this halacha, right? So, Amr Abaye, mashmos dorshin anika binayhu. No, really, it's just how you learn out the psukim, right? There's no real difference in as to which pasuk give. It's just how you learn these, how you darish the pasuk. Rava Amr, no, davar harshusi kibinayu. No, according to this, there is really a practical difference between the two cases. The question is whether it's a davar harshus. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you delay only for a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would say, no, you could even delay for a reshus, for the pots and pans, and then kavachom, you could do it for a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda mehasim lo gamrinan dechidishu. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, where he says you're not allowed to delay the coin coming in, looking at the symptoms on his body just for a reshus, right? We don't learn it out because that's a chiddush. Now, a chiddush, the way Rav Shechter says, is something that contradicts the normal rule. Example is this by Adam Zomim, right? That we say Adam Zomim is a chiddush because why would you believe two groups of witnesses more than the other two? It's something that contradicts the general rule that we have. Basa b'chalav, the Gemara says, is a chiddush because you have two things that individually are mutter, right? The meat is fine by itself. The chalav Yisrael cheese is fine by itself. Once you combine them, becomes also that's a chiddush. So over here, so too, it's a chiddush, right? And on top of dafches, ha eitzim v'avonim ba'alma lo metamo, right? In normal, what the chiddush is, it normally like sticks and stones, wood, they don't become tamei. But here they on a bais menuga, so then they do become tamei. So that's a chiddush. So you can't necessarily learn out from an exceptional case of this onto any other areas. For Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Hurana says itzrich. No, it was necessary. You had to teach out both psukim. To ikas rachmana uveyoyim he ra'os bo on the day when he appears to him. So have mean, I would think like this: the dvar mitzvah in you would do this for only for a dvar mitzvah. You could delay it. The dvar reshus lo, but you could not delay it on the viewing of him, the examination, just for something that's optional. So therefore, kasav rachmana v'tziva hakohen. Therefore, it says the second part: the kohen will command him into one. No, you could delay this even for a reshus. The ikos of Rachman of Tziva Kohen. So now it flips it, right? The ping pong. If it only would have written in the Torah of Tziva HaKohen, the Kohen commands him, Sahav Min, I would say like this, Hani In. For these, yeah, you could do it. The Lav Tumla Degufe, because this isn't the type of Tumla that comes out of the person's goof, right? It's something on his possessions. Ava Tumla Degufe, but for something that comes out of the person's body, Aim, I would say, Michsi Chazile, you'd have to look at it immediately. Therefore, Tzricha. That's why the Torah had to say, even in this case, that you're allowed to delay the examination. Okay, very good. We will, Mirtz Hashem, pick it up here at the top of Daf Ches next time.